My name is Mike. I am with the marketing department here at First Up, and I live in Vancouver, Canada, but London is my favorite city to travel to, so I'm excited to be here today. I'm going to spend the next like 10 minutes, and I want to just kind of do a double click on what we heard from Nicole and Cheryl around the power of moments. And specifically, I want to talk about the concept of personalization. And I'm going to dive into that in a second, but first I'm actually going to play a quick video.
This is a customer.
Hello.
It's what happens when marketers group customers with very different behaviors into one tangled mess.
This is a mess.
With MailChimp, marketers can use real-time behavior data to personalize every email for every customer, turning customers into customers. Intuit MailChimp, the number one email marketing and automation platform.
All right. Some of you may be wondering, why are we watching this video? It's not about employees. It's not about internal comms. It's not about HR tech. But I wanted to draw the connection between what we heard a little bit from Nicole and this idea of what consumer brands are doing and how they are trying to break apart the customer and treating everyone the same and try to treat individual and audience of one customer. And we're seeing that a lot in our consumer lives. We saw some examples that Nicole shared. And there's a reason for that, right? McKinsey recently found that 76% of consumers say they're more likely to purchase from brands that personalize. So personalize the experience, personalize the communication, personalize the timing of that. So obviously that is driving higher sales for these consumer brands, and it's something that we can learn from as we're trying to engage our employees. And the way they're doing that is they're activating customer data to deliver these timely and personalized messages right at the right time, and that is driving a much higher level of customer engagement. So you can see here as an image, you know, you got a young couple that just purchased their new home. Immediately they start receiving communications around discounts on furniture, new home furnishings, maybe moving services, home insurance policies, right? So by being able to target them with the right information at the right time drives higher levels of customer engagement, customer advocacy, and overall brand loyalty. So all of you probably could think back about an example of a consumer experience that you've had where it has been highly targeted, where you got exactly what you need at the right time. Nicole talked about her experience with Amazon. Everyone probably has multiple examples of that. But I'll ask you, how many of you have had a similar example at work? Or how often do you feel like that at work, where you're like, wow, employer, it gave me exactly what I need exactly at the right time. It was hyper-personalized to me in exactly my moment. How many people get that a lot at work? I saw half a hand. So half a hand out of, I don't know how many people here. So reality, it's not. We don't actually see that at work a lot. The reality is that employees really still struggle with a lack of relevant and personalized communication throughout their entire employee journey. We saw the example of onboarding. It's a process that many organizations still struggle with because it does require a high level of personalization. Yes, you need to know about the company and what the CEO thinks for sure, but you probably also need to know like what's going on with my team. Who do I need to know? What are the systems that I need access to in my role? It's a very personalized experience, and a lot of organizations aren't able to deliver that level of personalization. So that's why only 12% of employees agree that their organization did a good job at onboarding. We heard a little bit about benefits as well. Benefits is one of those things. On average, your average cost of your employee, about 30% of that is made up of benefits. But only 50% of employees don't understand their benefits. Not only do they not utilize them, they don't even understand them. And again, that's because as employers, they're not reaching out to them at the moment when they could use those benefits. They're probably sent in some email newsletter from 6 months ago. I can't even comprehend or even understand what's going on there. So huge miss there. And then of course, if you have a large frontline population, 63% of frontline workers just say they don't get any messages. They just doesn't even make it to them, right? So lots of challenges on how we're delivering a personalized experience to our employees. So in the example around the consumer space, it makes sense. Like you understand why organizations want to personalize, right? Higher customer engagement leads to higher sales. So why does it matter at work? Why do we care about delivering these personalized experiences at work? Well, I mean, it turns out that how organizations communicate with their people, it really does matter. It has a huge impact on employee engagement. Forrester, as an analyst company, recently did a study. It was called Employee Experience Index. And what they found was that employees who do not get the information they need are 3 times more likely to be disengaged. And we heard a little bit from Nicole in terms of the cost of overall disengagement. It's one of those things where like there's no shortage of data. And I just, like, we just kind of ran out of room on the slide here, but like less turnover, greater profitability, reduced absenteeism, higher Glassdoor scores, higher stock price growth. Literally any measure that you could measure a company on, an organization, is better when you have a highly engaged workforce. You can go by vertical. If it's by healthcare, you get higher patient satisfaction, less errors in treating patients in healthcare. Manufacturing, higher productivity, lower safety incidents. So like across the board, it's like if customer engagement is the secret sauce for driving higher sales, employee engagement is the secret sauce for driving higher business performance. So this stuff really does matter. So why is it so hard? Why can't organizations deliver this personalized experience? What's been the challenges? Well, one of the things that's not the challenge is a lack of technology. Lots of technology in the workplace. There's an organization called Okta. They're an identity management provider. Some of you may know if you work at a large organization, you go through Okta to access all of your systems. They do a study every year and they look at the number of different applications that organizations have rolled out to their employees. Last year it was 187. Oh, sorry, in 2022 it was 187. In 2023, it's gone up to 211. So on average, if your organization is above 2,000 employees, on average there's 211 apps rolled out. So lots of technology out there. So why is it hard with all this technology in the workplace to deliver that personalized experience? What it really comes down to is how that technology is built and architected, right? So in terms of communication, a lot of times what happens is you have a very technology-centric approach where the employees are kind of required to adapt to the technology. So let me talk about what that looks like. So a lot of times organizations will say, we're gonna create, you know, this master portal, the one-stop shop, the digital front door. Everything is gonna be there. Everyone just needs to go there whenever they think about it, just go there. But what it does is it requires employees to think, when do I go there? How do I know I'm supposed to go there? When I'm there, what do I look for? And that's assuming they even have access to that portal when they're at work. Sometimes it's, you know, I send an email. Like, we'll do everything in email newsletters. That way we'll send it out, everyone will get the email newsletter. But then you're requiring the employee to figure out what in that newsletter is relevant to me, what's not. One got sent 6 months ago that might have been relevant to me. I don't even know where it is. I can't even remember what was in it. So you're always forcing the employee to have to go and adapt to the technology. Slack channels, Teams channels, same idea, right? Employees always have to adapt. So what we're doing at First Step is we're taking a much more employee-centric approach where the technology actually adapts to each individual person. So the technology is going to look at what happened to this person today. Did they just get promoted? Did they just move? Did they just transfer? Does that person typically consume communications on their mobile device? Do they do it on their desktop? All these kind of, do they do it through something like a Teams? Do they do it through something like a Salesforce? So it's always looking at each individual employee as opposed, and then adapting to that employee. And that's a huge kind of architectural shift in technology in the workplace, because that's typically not how it works in an enterprise setting. But I will tell you, that is exactly how it works when you look at modern marketing technology. That video I showed you, they're breaking up the customer by looking at each individual customer, saying what's happening in that customer's world, and let's communicate to that customer based on what's happening in their world. That's how those systems are developed, right? So, or architected and designed. So that's a big shift in what's happening in the space today. And I'll just finish off by saying this is something that First Up has invested in a lot. You may have heard this term, the universal employee profile. This is really what allows this level of personalization. So for every employee on the First Up platform, we build a universal employee profile. So we take in attributes. So it actually starts by taking in attributes from a people system. Your HRIS could be Workday, Oracle, SAP. And we pull in attributes. So we pull in things like job, role, title, location, kind of the basics, the kind of the static attributes of an employee. And we use that to send out communications to the right employee kind of at the right time, right? So I'm from Vancouver, I live in Canada. My healthcare plan looks very different than someone in Chicago to someone that lives in London. So it makes sure that it knows that I live in Canada, I should get that right information. That's kind of the first level of personalization. But then over time, it starts to learn and starts taking into account behavioral aspects. So if it knows that Mike typically consumes information on his mobile device on Wednesday afternoons, it's going to know over time that that's a good channel and a good time to send communications to Mike. Now, all of a sudden, if my son starts having a soccer practice on Wednesday afternoons and I'm not checking anything anymore on my mobile device, I start doing it on Sunday mornings through my desktop, again, it's going to adjust and adapt over time. So it's putting me at the center. It's adjusting to me, my preferences, my behavior, my habits, as well as my attribute data. That is kind of the core. And again, this is very similar to how these modern marketing systems are designed. Each customer is seen as an audience of one. So that's it. That's all I had today. So like, just wanted to kind of talk about a little bit about how the platform is supporting personalization. A little bit later on today, we're going to have a couple of my colleagues come up, and they're going to walk through more of the how do you actually design these moments? How do you design a journey? Because the technology is important. It's a critical part. But the technology on its own won't do anything unless you sit down and actually design what these moments look like. So they're going to walk you through what like doing journey mapping. What does it look like for creating that experience? So when a new hire joins your organization, what do we want that day minus three to look like? And then day zero, day one. How do we actually map all that together and then have a technology that supports giving each individual person what they need at the right time? So that's all I have. I think I'm going to pass it back over to Chuck. I think he's making his way back over. Awesome. Thanks, everyone.